Blackstone Audio presents Cold Storage Alaska by John Straley. This book is read by Stephen R. Thorne. Chapter 1. Annabelle had put the tea kettle on just moments ago. Now it was whistling, yet she didn't get up to attend to it. Recently the past had become a hallucination, constantly intruding into the present moment, so she wasn't certain what really needed doing. She had been thinking about Franklin Roosevelt, the grinning man with the cigarette holder, who was never photographed in his frailty. But now it was early spring and the last year of Bill Clinton's presidency, and all the news was about the president's failings. Flawed men kept ruling the world, and the radio in the corner with the long antenna squealed on and on about it. Not that the news mattered much to Annabelle now. It was raining hard. And all of the events of her life, past, present, and possibly future, were taking on the quality of a slightly malevolent screwball comedy. She sat in her chair looking out the window. She had been distracted by so many things lately, presidents, family members, and lost animals all swirling around her. The glass on the door rattled, and she looked up, expecting to see her uncle, Slippery Wilson, walk in, slapping his wet leather gloves against his pants. Even though Slippery Wilson had been dead for more than 3 decades. She found herself listening for crying from the crib, even though both her boys were grown men. The younger one, Miles, was down at the senior center cooking dinner, and Clive was getting out of prison. "Never matter," Annabelle said aloud to herself. She got up and turned off the radio in the corner. Throughout the afternoon, she had been trying to remember the joke she had heard the day before.